God is the keeper of promises. When you pray, always remember that God fulfills His promises. We should seek His will when we ask for anything and not expect selfish prayers to be blessed by God. Remember what James, the brother of Jesus, tells us in James 4:3. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. God honors our prayers, but He is still God and not us. Our prayers are always subject to His will and His eternal plan. The Jewish people were certainly praying for the coming of the Messiah. Their idea of what type of king would come from God was very different from what God planned. They wanted a warrior king like David to free them from the Romans. I fear that often today we think of God as a divine Santa Claus. Maybe this is due to the way we celebrate the birth of Jesus. God chose to have the Messiah born in a small town and in a manger instead of in a palace. Jesus was to be one of the people and not a royal. He came as servant. His place of birth illustrated how He was to act. Micah tells us, "But you, Bethlehem, though you were little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting." I desire that you join me in praying with thanksgiving and faith the following prayer. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, You are always faithful and true. Your promises are always fulfilled in Your plan. Jesus was born as You promised by Micah, Your prophet, 750 years before. Praise Your name. Likewise, O God, we look to His promised return in the heavens at the end times. May we work until He comes. Lord, let us not grow weary proclaiming Your kingdom until we are caught up with You in Your glory. God is always faithful to complete whatever He promises.